When Eric Nelson proposed to Brittany Dreiges, the hardest material on Earth had become a little easier to buy.
Did you always want to seek out a lab-grown diamond?
Frankly, I didn't know what a lab-grown diamond was until a few months before we went shopping for a ring.
Demand for lab-grown diamonds has spiked the past few years, driven primarily by younger buyers, attracted to their affordability, sustainability, and traceability.
I was turned off just by knowing how some mined diamonds are sourced.
So if it wasn't for being a lab-grown diamond, you perhaps would not have gotten a diamond engagement ring.
Yeah, I'd probably just get a band.
The diamonds can cost up to 50% less.
This is where you grow diamonds.
Yes, this is our state-of-the-art production facility.
Jonathan Levine Miles is an executive at WD Diamonds, a pioneer in the lab-grown diamond industry.
You're saying these are very much real diamonds?
Yes, correct. I can attest to that, having made them myself.
The jewels develop in this top-secret lab just outside D.C. from paper-thin slices of a diamond blasted with gases and microwaves. And Levine Miles says the results are the same as natural diamonds.
Lab-grown diamonds are chemically, physically, optically the same as mined diamonds.
It's a process that Levine Miles says consumes less energy than mining.
These are actually trapezoids.
Nelson and Dreiges are now married and looking forward to a future together.
What does this ring symbolize?
It symbolizes us, our relationship, our commitment to one another.
And there's a certain ring to that.